Rain or shine, it's here to make you laugh. It's the Steamboat Comedy Podcast. It's the Steamboat Comedy Podcast. And now your host, Kyle Ruff.
More juice?
Oh, I thought you wanted a Zen.
I bought my own Zens last night, even though I'm quitting.
You bought, the hooks are deep on the Zen community.
I had a moment of weakness.
Yeah.
Had a long day.
Don't even worry about it.
I had a stressful day. I'm not even going to think about it. I'm not even going to worry about it. But don't even think.
You got Zens now.
I got Zens.
Mine's out. This can is empty. So I was hoping you were like, yeah, I do need a Zen. And I was going to give you an empty can. And then the opening of the podcast would have been like fucking hilarious.
I would have got so bad.
Should we do that?
Well, we kind of already are starting, I think.
Yeah, but they don't know that. Hey, you need a Zen?
Sure, I'd love a Zen, Matthew. What a generous guy.
I can't believe you fell for that. You sly dog. I can't believe you fooled me like that.
Filthy, what? Sneaky trickster.
Can't believe you got me, dude. With the old empty Zen can trick.
Oldest trick in the book. Hey, welcome to the Steamboat Comedy Podcast, everybody.
The biggest pranksters on the planet.
The original pranksters, Kyle Ruff and Matt Newland here joining you.
How's it going?
We're back at it. We had to get a quick podcast in. As you know, we're incredibly consistent with our podcast schedule, but I'm gonna be out of town for 2 weeks, basically.
Yeah.
So it was now or never for our adoring fans.
I'm going to Mars,
also known as Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Checking out the atmosphere.
checking out what other cultures and societies are like.
Yeah.
In exotic Fort Wayne, Indiana.
What's you gonna do? What's you gonna do in there?
What's you gonna do in Fort Wayne, Indiana? I have no idea what Fort Wayne, Indiana is like. I'm doing another World Series of Comedy show there.
Yeah. So you're gonna do stand up comedy.
I'm going to do stand-up comedy. Well, they did the same thing.
What is stand-up comedy?
You know, that's been plaguing philosophers for centuries, Matthew. It's really just what's in your heart.
Yeah, it is. It's anything and everything and nothing.
And yet, nothing at all.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Well, we're all going to be dead one day.
Yeah, such is life.
Such is life.
But no, I'm doing that. It's like a comedy. Well, they did the same thing where they're like, you made the wild card round, and it's on Tuesday. And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird, but I can do it Tuesday. And so I book a flight, and then the next day they're like, surprise, you got bumped up to Friday. So I was like, fuck.
Yeah, that's insane. They shouldn't be allowed to do that.
It shouldn't be allowed.
It shouldn't be allowed.
But it worked out because Fort Wayne is like close enough to my family in Ohio. So I was like, well, I'll just make a week out of it and go see my niece.
Yeah.
See young Maggie.
How far is it?
From
Mars.
From Mars, it's about 300,000 miles. And from Toledo, Ohio.
What's that in dog
years? That's how many dogs are in a mile?
Seven.
All right. Seven, so that would be 21 million miles or whatever I said.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm great at math. The point is
7 hours is what you were going to say, though.
No, it's only 2 hours from, it's about an hour from like my dad's house where I grew up. And it's about 2.5 hours to Cincinnati where my brother is.
Yeah.
So I'm renting a car and I'm just going to drive around and go wherever I want and fuck around.
Nice. You're renting a car?
Yeah.
Are you nervous about that?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm a superb driver, Matthew.
Yeah, but what kind of car did you get?
I don't even know.
What if it's like a pink car? What if it's like a pink slug bug and then you look like an asshole?
And everyone's like, look at this loser.
Yeah, he's driving a pink slug bug and you pull up to the World Series of Comedy and everyone's like, you see the guy in the pink slug bug?
Pink slug bug? He must mean business.
Yeah, dude. So make sure that doesn't happen.
All right.
Cool.
Actually, I would kind of prefer that because then I'd be like, everyone would be like, oh, you're never going to forget the pink slug bug guy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Let's get a pink slug
Even
bug.
Even if I do a bad job, and I'll probably do a bad job, everyone will remember me because I'm the pink slug bug guy.
Ask them if you can drive it into the venue.
And if they say no, I'll just drive it into the
drive
venue.
Drive it into the venue Batman style, dude.
They're just going to turn it into a Planet Hollywood with, like, the car coming out of the wall for the rest of the time.
It'll be a time fucking Fort Worth, Indiana never remembers.
Never remembers. Because they're all dead.
Yeah.
Via slug bug.
I wonder what the net worth for people living in Fort Worth, Indiana is. I wonder what their worth is.
It's Fort Wayne.
Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know.
You know shit about
dick, dude. Geography and all that stuff. We do need to point out that we're sitting on opposite ends for the people that are watching.
We did, yeah. For those who are just listening, you should know that I usually sit on what would be your right side of the screen. And
yeah.
We're switching up, and I'm sitting on your left side of the screen. And that, how do you feel about that, Matt?
I don't mind being skiers right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It is different.
It is different?
It is different.
And I don't like it.
And I don't like change, but it is, as Buddha said, inevitable to change.
Well, that is true. That we must listen to the Buddha. Well, I sat here because I got this new computer, and I wanted to make sure it doesn't fuck up, so I'm looking at it, but now I'm just spending the whole time looking at it.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful computer.
It's a great computer.
How old was Buddha when he died?
John Buddha?
No. Isn't it weird that we know how old Jesus was when he died?
Yeah, they made a big stink about his death.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
How old was he again? 33?
30...
Larry Bird.
It was either 32 or 33. Fuck.
32 or 33. I didn't go. But it is funny that it's like when he was that age, he died.
Yeah.
And that's Jesus.
And that was back in those days. Pretty good run.
That's old as fuck.
That's old as shit.
Yeah, it's an old man with gray beard.
I'll be 35 a week from Friday.
Holy shit.
I know,
you
dude.
Beat Jesus.
I'm fucking killing Jesus, dude.
Oh,
like, I'm a Jew. I'm killing Jesus.
We don't have a soundboard yet, so we have to do the sounds on our own. Yeah. But we will. We'll get them.
We'll get
the soundboard.
In the new studio, in the next studio, once we get our OnlyFans money. Speaking of OnlyFans, I just did Cabaret. And these old women there treated me like I was a piece of fucking meat.
Pizza meat.
I was pizza meat. I was a pepperoni.
Yeah, you were a pizza meat.
Yeah,
yeah, dude. You were fucking objectified and shit.
I was. So it's the cabaret was like, it's like a local thing they do here where it's all sketches and songs that are parodies and mostly just bitch about things in the community.
Yeah, in Steamboat.
In Steamboat. It's just a lot of local grievances.
Yeah.
But I was the only straight dude under the age of 65.
You were. Yeah.
And so every sketch, they were just like, you know what, Kyle? I know this is a sketch about skiing. Why don't you just take your shirt off?
No.
Like, what?
I'm gonna ski with my shirt off.
I was like, that doesn't make any sense. They're like, well, just say it's Gaper Day. And I was like, all right, I guess it's Gaper Day.
Yep. I'll take the shirt off.
Yep.
I did. I went and saw it last night. So yep. It's still fresh in the brain.
Yeah. You had to watch the final performance. What did you think from the outside?
I got to watch it from the outside and I was looking in and I'm on the outside.
I'm looking in.
I can see through you. No, I enjoyed it. It was fun. Yeah. It was like the live band. The drums. The drums
were
there.
Would you like to play the drums?
I enjoyed it. I had fun time. Kaylin Sketches, she were great, and she can write a good sketch.
Yeah, shout out to friend of the show, Kaylin Smith.
Kaylin Smith,
she
loved
wrote
it.
Like, there's like...
Half of them, dude.
Half of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and you were a fucking angel up there.
I was a sweet prince.
You were an angel, and my biggest regret is not bringing roses to throw at your feet when you were done. I was talking about that. I was like, we should have brought roses to throw at his feet.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel? You were an angel.
Oh, I found out after the show that someone actually brought me flowers.
Yeah.
And this other chick just took them.
What?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
This other chick, Katie, someone brought her flowers, and then somehow she ended up with my flowers, too. And it wasn't until later. I was like, hey, I heard that you took my flowers. And she was like, ha-ha, and just ran away. And I was like, you bitch.
Those are my flowers.
Those
I'm
are
not
my flowers.
Pizza meat.
Yeah. All you
right.
Think I was up there just being a pizza meat and for no flowers?
No flowers.
I came for the flowers.
She's like, pop your shirt off, you idiot.
Yeah, and she's like, shut up and take off your pants. And I was like,
sorry.
Am I a star now?
Yeah.
They just Weinstein'd me, dude. They Weinstein'd me the whole time.
You got Weinstein'd.
Like, you want a pot in this show, kid? Take your shirt off.
Like, I didn't want, okay. Like, for every song?
Will I be a star?
You were a star, though.
I did great.
People loved you up there, dude.
They did love me. One of the cast members gave me this Ken doll. If you're watching on the YouTube, you can see it. They gave me a Ken doll and said, you are not my secret admirer star thing. We did a little Secret Santa type thing. But someone else just gave me a Ken doll, and it says, to your steamboat man. So here it is. This is what I do it for, the awards. Flowers and plastic Ken dolls.
That'll go nice in the trophy case.
Yep. Next to all my medals.
Next to the Emmy, dude.
Yep.
That's gonna bode well. Oh man.
Yeah, it was wild. No, I did a song. I sang a song to the tune of the I'm Just Ken song from the Barbie movie.
Yeah.
That was about how steamboat men are underappreciated, much like Ken.
Yes.
Didn't really have to change much of the lyrics at all, honestly.
No, nuh-uh. Just a few local references, and it was good to go.
Yes, and most of the 65-year-old audience didn't really understand what was happening.
Well, here's the thing that was kind of tough, if I'm being a guy. It's like the drums were so fucking loud.
So loud. And we're sitting right in front of them.
Dude, they're so, loud. The stage, the audio is kind of, like, I could hear you fine, but yeah. Everyone, there's like fucking 30 people. You're not going to hear all of them.
No, dude.
Especially with, like, the older people. They're like, they're probably, I can't hear that.
Steamboat. Yeah, it was the guy who was, like, the audio dude, Nick. Shout out to Nick, friend of the show. He, after Friday night, he was like, dude, I want you to come back here and, like, teach a seminar on how performers should use a microphone.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? He was like, yes, I'll pay you to do it. And I was like, okay.
Did he?
Well, we haven't set it up yet, but he wants to do that. He's like, I want you to come teach a class, because it's at Perry Mansfield, friend of the show, is a performing arts school that's on the edge of town. I guess Richard Gere went there. Is
really?
That their claim to fame? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
He's the guy with the gerbil in his butt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and...
that doesn't really narrow it down.
I was going to say, can he be more specific?
Color was the gerbil.
I know what it was afterwards.
Yeah. White.
Red.
and blue.
Yes. Very patriotic-ass gerbil. But yeah, he was like, whenever we do our little performing arts camp, he's like, I want you to come back. And I was like, okay.
And teach a...
Yeah. They offered me a job there forever ago. Do you remember that?
No, uh-uh.
It was after one of our shows. This dude, I can't remember his name, friend of the show. He was at the Barley. We were just having drinks, and he like pulled me aside. He's like,
I do remember that. Yeah.
He's like, I've been following you for a while, and then like chatted my ear off for like...
couple dozen
like
minutes.
It's at least a baker's dozen minutes. And then he was like, yeah, just come to one of our like open houses. And I was like, no. And then I never heard from him again.
Yeah.
I was like, if you want, you can send me an email and we can have a meeting or something.
He's like, I don't know how to send emails.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't even know where I am right now.
Dude.
But anyways, so did the show, and that was all good. I was given many a flower and compliment. And
you were a bright, shiny star, dude.
I tried.
A revelation. He was a revelation up there.
I'm a really good performer when other people write for me. When it's my own thoughts, it tends to go okay.
It was a revelation, dude. It was good. It was so fun.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
It was fun. I gave it my best shot at Cabaret, Kyle.
Yeah. Matt was in the cast for...
3 days?
3 days.
Three big days, and I missed one of the days.
Yes. So two big days.
I did. I went there, and then I quit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're not really a musical theater type.
No, not really. Not a dancer or a singer. You know when I checked out? It's when they had me doing, like, choreography for a dance. And I was like, I told you I don't really do this. And then they're like, okay. And then when this part happens, everybody do this. And they put their arms up.
Yeah.
And in my brain, I was like, I'm out of here. I'm done.
Lifting my arms when you tell me to?
Not going
to
do it.
No thanks.
Absolutely not. No
way. Yeah, it was, I was proud of the 2 days that you got.
Hey, I gave it a whirl.
You gave it a whirl?
Yeah. Well, not to get into the schematics, but I thought I was going to be doing something different, and that's not what they had me do.
No.
And
well,
I was like, okay.
The plan is that next year, me and Kaylin and another guy are pretty much going to take over the whole thing anyway. So
yeah.
Then we can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
We can do whatever the hell we want.
And oh, we will.
And
no,
we
I'll
will.
Do it if I can just like talk to the crowd and shit.
Yeah.
And... like host, I can do that, but
that was honestly like the weirdest part of like doing stand up for so long and then going back into like plays is like not just looking at the audience directly and talking to them directly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like pretending they're not there. Like comedy, the whole thing you do is check in on the audience.
They're there
and you're talking
and you're
to them.
Very aware they're
you're
there.
Very aware.
And if they're not there, you're very aware they're not there. Yeah.
And if they're yes.
If there's four of them, you're so aware that there's only four of them.
Yeah, so that was like a weird adjustment.
Yeah, yeah, for yeah. Me. It's different.
Yeah, I mean, I still got to fuck around and tell some jokes and improv a little bit. And
yeah.
A few things like that.
It's fun.
It was fun. I had a good time,
it's
man.
For the arts, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yep.
It was a lot. It was like 2 weeks.
Yeah, well,
it
was rehearsal every day for like 6 days or 7 days straight, and then it was... five shows in 4 days.
Yeah.
So it was just like the last 2 weeks of my life was just that.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
It's like my only, this is my first, like I'm like unemployed and this is my first actually day off.
Yeah, dude. And you don't know what to do with yourself.
I have no idea what to do.
And how many times have you jerked off today?
Once.
Only once?
So far.
I had to get the demons out today, too.
Pesky little demons swimming around.
You had to get them out.
You got to get them out. Exercise the demon.
Did have to.
Mm-hmm.
I got
was a good time.
You got any questions for me?
Oh, well, I wanted to pick your brain on this. There's a fad that's been going around the internet, Matthew. I don't know if you've seen this. I don't know where it started, but essentially some angry feminists.
Okay.
Which is
usually,
you know,
don't hear those two words together.
Yeah, right. Usually they're so calm and simply not making weird scenes on the internet. But there's a meme going around. Basically, the gist is that if you're a young lady and you're walking through the woods, it would be safer for you to run into a bear than into a strange man.
Yeah, depends on what kind of bear spray you got.
Yeah, or man spray.
Or man spray.
If you hit him with the Axe body spray, that max spray will.
Do they? But that they. I don't know, man. Does the bear have cubs? Like, there's some. I go right into like actual like logic.
Yeah. Well, it's because we actually like live. This is the funny part to me because it's like all these dumb idiots on the internet. It's like, dude, I lived in Glacier.
Yeah.
Running into bears in the woods was like a real concern.
Oh, you're thinking about it all the time.
Think about it all the time, and it happened a couple times.
Yeah. Let's go for a hike. Who's got bear spray?
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's not a good time.
Don't forget the bear
spray.
And
I also, whilst hiking, ran into strange people that I didn't know often as well. And those were all pleasant interactions.
Usually made good friends with them. They probably had some weed or some mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you chug a beer, or you just say, oh, nice day. And they say, sure it is. And then you just keep walking.
I guess it depends like where you are in the country.
That's
where
true.
Where you want to be running into strange men in the woods. Like, if you're in backwoods fucking Kentucky.
Right.
Is there backwoods in Kentucky?
Oh, there's all kinds of woods.
They
back
smoke
front.
Backwoods in Kentucky. I'll tell you that, brother. Let's light one up. Like, if you're in the backwoods of Kentucky, you probably don't want to run into a strange man there.
No.
But if you're hiking in
like
Yellowstone.
Like Deliverance or something.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're in, say, Glacier National Park or Yellowstone.
Or any of the spots that you hike and go into the woods.
Right.
You don't want to run into a bear.
No.
No, not at all.
It can actually, I mean, I've seen The Revenant. That didn't work out very well.
And the fucked up thing about, like, Yellowstone and shit and all the national parks is you can't hunt animals there. So they're super cool with people.
For the most part, yeah.
You know what I mean? No, like, they're cool. They're, like, comfortable. They're like, I'll get right up fucking next to you, buddy, because I know you're not going to shoot me.
Right. And also, maybe I'll take a little nibble.
Yeah.
Take a little bite out of you.
Take a bite out of you, and then a bison will fucking gorge you.
That's one of my favorite things on the internet is watching dumb tourists in Yellowstone just get, like, rammed by bison because they're trying to take selfies with them and shit.
It happens.
The best.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
There was times it happened, and they weren't taking selfies. I worked there for a fucking summer, and they would get right, like, their horses.
Yeah.
They'd walk up to them and be like, look at this fucker. And then someone would warn them, and I'd be like, don't warn them.
Yeah.
Let them learn. Just
they will figure it out.
Let them learn, dude. It's fucking nuts. That is that's a weird internet trend.
But it's like, they're like the memes I've seen are just like, well, the bear isn't going to ask, like, what was she wearing? And I'm like, what?
Yeah, the bear's not going to ask for your number.
Yeah, right.
Not going to buy you a drink either.
It's not.
You know.
It won't do anything good or bad. I mean, it could do things that are bad.
Yeah.
But it's not going to, like, be your friend.
No.
You could meet a guy in the woods and he could be your best friend. You never know.
Best case scenario, you run into a bear. Either it walks away or you walk away.
That is the best case scenario.
Best case scenario.
Yes. I've been in the woods waiting for a bear to walk away. That has happened to me.
Yeah. It's a long wait.
Yeah, you're like, well, we got to let this guy do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, I'll never.
And we'll be here and try to look big and scary.
Best case scenario, you run into a strange man in the woods.
And he's like, hey, man.
You find your lover.
Yeah, right?
You fall in love.
You fall in love. You're not going to fall in love with a bear.
No, uh-uh. You can.
You can.
You can. And anyone can.
I don't want to. Yes, that's actually a good point. I don't want to discriminate. If you are a lover of bears, then you're a friend of the show.
You are a friend of the show. And we don't want to be anti-bestiality
we're
on this show.
We're definitely pro-bestiality on this show.
On the show, mm-hmm. We are. in regular life or not, but we have an expectation on this podcast to be pro-bestiality.
Pro-bestiality. I'm pretty sure that's what the B in LGB stands for.
Lesbians, queers,
bestiality. It's
lesbians and bestiality. It was horse fuckers, but they thought the H didn't sound so good. And they wanted to have a wider market, even though, let's be honest, it's mostly horse fuckers in the bestiality community.
That's true. Horses do have a stranglehold on the bestiality.
They really do. It's kind of unfair to other animals. How do you break into that industry?
What's the next best one? Horses next best? Are banging people.
Yep.
Sheep, maybe? Sheep are up there.
Well, you can't. See, the problem with the horse is you can't. Sheep, that's a good point, Matthew. See, and that's the opposite. Because you're not going to get banged by a sheep. That's not going to work.
No, huh?
But you can definitely bang a sheep. Now, you don't want to be the one banging the horse, because that horse, at any point in time, bam, kicks you right in half.
Yeah, dude, kicks your fucking dick.
Kicks
right?
Your dick right off.
There's a back kick right
just
to
like,
the
whack,
dick.
Dude.
Now, you're... you're not going to fuck a sheep, but you are going to fall in love with that sheep.
That's... They'll take your hearts, those sheep.
They're cuddly little animals, and
they're so soft.
Don't let the temptations get to you.
It's many a man has fallen victim.
Yeah, pro bestiality. Check us out.
Check us out. That just gave me a flashback to the last time I did the adult spelling bee in town. There's this fucking drunk idiot, and he
surprise.
And this
surprise.
Is yeah weird. Yeah. And this is a pro tip for anyone who's trying to spell the word bestiality. It's not beast. It's bestiality, so it's just B-E-S-T-I-A, yeah, bestiality.
Yeah.
But it's pronounced bestiality.
And you just remember it because bestiality is the best.
Right. Mm-hmm. And yeah, exactly. Easy peasy.
Done.
But this guy, he spelled it wrong, and then afterwards we get done, and he comes up to me, and he's like, no, see, I found it. And he was just on, he like pulled up like bestiality.com, like spelled beast.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not... First of all,
that's not the dictionary.
That's not the dictionary. Second of all, quit Googling bestiality.
Yeah.
And it's just because a website is called that. And he's like, oh, and I'm like, pull it up in the dictionary. And so he did. And it was spelled the way I said. And he's like, well, that's not even the definition. And I was like, yeah, it is. And it was like, the first one was like, I don't know, like fucking something that wasn't necessarily an animal. And then like the second definition was like fucking an animal.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, see, there you go. And he's like, but it's the second one. And I was like, buddy.
We know. We all know it's the first one.
Yeah, it's like,
all right.
Let's get real.
We know
but
Webster.
I was just like, you just proved my point. And he's all like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
He's like, let me buy you a shot, dude. I'm sorry for fucking up the show.
And I was like, go away.
Yeah, kill yourself.
Yeah, do me a favor. Go find that horse and get fucked by it.
Yeah. Or fall in love with it.
Or fall in love with it. You I mean, it's no sheep, so it's harder to do.
Easier to fall in love with a horse than it is a man in the woods. Let me
that's
tell you
true.
That,
I'd rather
dude.
Run into a horse.
I'd rather run into a horse in the woods than like, a bear in the woods.
And be like, hello, stud.
Oh, my God. If I knew you were here, I would have put on something more comfortable.
I would have put on my tight hiking shorts.
Yeah, I would have put on my chaps.
Yeah, so that's I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, because that's the rage on the internet, all the bear memes.
Dude, the internet is crazy.
Internet be crazy.
I hate the internet.
It's dude. I love it, and I hate it.
I can't stand the internet, but I did see something cool on the internet.
Oh, yeah?
Right before we were about to do this, you were like, we could put headsets on, and I was like, fuck no, I don't want to put headsets on, because if you wear those, you get a big dent in your fucking head.
And I was like, haha, good one.
And I was like, no, it's the truth. You can look at videos of gamers on the that wear headsets for fucking 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
And they have a dent, like, right where the fucking headset goes, because it's so tight.
Why do they got it? It's not necessary to be on that tight.
Now their head is misshapen. It's like, we've always heard you could, like, dent a baby's head by pushing it.
Right, but and if, we do it.
Yeah,
and we've proved that.
You know, and through many trial and errors.
Yes.
Many of them.
Many.
But no, apparently if you wear, and I saw that and I immediately thought of all the podcasters out there denting their heads to put out primetime podcasts.
I mean, how does Rogan not have a
that's
dent?
Where my, yeah, that's where my, I was like,
and
how does he not
he
have
he doesn't
it?
Even have any hair to protect it either.
I guess he's only probably doing it 4 hours a day though. I mean, some of these gamers are probably fucking sleeping with it on.
That's true. There's some fucking sad.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not that. If you're a professional video game player, that's actually pretty fucking nice.
That's what Twitch is, right?
Yeah.
It's like pro video gamers.
Yeah.
Who people like watching them play video games.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking blows my mind.
It is wild.
That makes me so sad for some reason. I don't know why, but my instinct, I know what happy feels like, I know what horny feels like, and I know what sad feels like.
And sad was what came.
That makes
of the top
me
three emotions.
Yeah, those are my only three.
That's not really all you need when you think it about it.
And I was sad. I was damn, like, God, dude.
Yeah, it's...
Can you imagine being like, all right, I just got done with work. Let's go home and unwind. And you pop on a fucking Twitch stream.
And just watch someone else play video games.
Fuck me.
I just heard, I can't remember where it was, also on a podcast with some dented head guy, and he was like,
all these dented heads, these
fucking
bro.
Dent heads. Dude, there's a new slang for like Twitch streamers. Some dent head.
There's a dent head epidemic going on in the gaming community.
Epidemic, dude.
An epident.
Hey!
There we go.
But, yeah, apparently, like, Gen Z, like, just doesn't play sports anymore.
What?
Like, no one plays, like, the young kids. They're like, ah. Like, fuck gym class. Let's just put dents in our head.
Well, we kind of knew sports was going to run its course at some point,
at some
right?
point. It's like the desire to physically compete. We all knew it was on the way out.
It's
let's be real.
Almost. It's like, no.
Yeah.
This is the next step towards evolution.
Indeed.
Where we all become one.
Yes, we become one in our Twitch streams.
We don't compete for Super Bowl rings.
Maybe that's instead of sex, they'll just rub their dent heads together in the future. Demolition Man.
My dent fit perfectly in her dent.
Oh, baby, let me see that dent.
I knew she was the one when our dents molded.
Our dents aligned.
It's the truth, though. Look it up. You Google dent head gamers.
Google dent head.
And it's like people almost realizing it for the first time is some of them that are
just the sad reality when you realize you have a fucking dent in your head.
You fucked up the shape of your head.
Like, I'm such a loser.
Permanently. Well, now here's the opportunity to get on the reconstructive dent head market. Like, we got to make up a...
That's a great point. We can start making special dent head hats and shit.
Yeah, this will correct your dent for $25.99 a month.
Do you think they're just going to switch
it's
to, like...
It's just me fucking pressing their head as hard as I can.
Just a head in a vice grip.
Shit. Where's the money?
Do you think that... Well, is the move to... To switch the bar to like maybe like two bars or like a full helmet, perhaps, to even out the pressure.
Well, I've seen a lot of them. They have like a lot of fancy earphones to even out. You're trying to still correct it,
right?
I was going for avoidance.
Just yeah. Well, if you haven't started dent heading yet, don't start yeah, and go with
dude,
the earbuds.
This should be on the news, by the way.
Really should be.
The kids need to know.
It's
don't
an
wear
epidemic.
These fucking. Yeah, dude. Beats by Dre all of a sudden is not as cool as it once
nope.
was.
Now it's dense by
yeah,
Dre, dude.
You put it on forward and back. You switch the headphones like that. And then it pushes your head back together.
Dude, but how do you hear?
How does anyone hear, dude? I'm not a fucking scientist.
Do you know how fucking complicated eardrums are, Kyle?
Dude, I have no idea.
Hmm.
I also like, where are these people doing podcasts that they have to wear giant headphones?
Yeah, like, we could wear, and we probably should wear headphones, but we don't.
Like, are
because
they
we don't really care about the quality of this production. You know what I mean?
Us wearing headphones would... See, I'm fucking stupid, and I don't know shit about dick.
That's true.
So I don't... I just guess I don't understand how me and you wearing headphones would make it better for the listener.
Well, it's just so that you can hear if you're, like, too far from the mic, then you can come closer. If you're too loud, then you back off.
Oh.
That's it.
I feel like I stand stone fucking still, dude.
Doing a great job. I'm looking at your levels right now. Oop, I was a little high for
how
me.
How are
there.
My thetan levels?
That's my things, yeah. Put your thumbs on this.
How are my thetan levels... This every Sunday we got to do our thetan levels before we podcast.
Well, obviously.
I did have a question for you if you don't mind me asking you
please.
Something here on air.
Absolutely.
If you weren't white.
No thanks.
And we can cut this. if you weren't white.
Yeah.
Like and you know, what race would you want to be?
I have to think very carefully about how I answer
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I asked my coworker this the other day, and I didn't get fired somehow. It was wild.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a great start.
Uh-huh.
You know, I would be Puerto Rican.
Why is that?
It just seems fun. To Seems like a good time.
Seems like a fucking party, dude. I don't know.
It is Cinco de Mayo. It could be a good day to be Mexican. Can I, like, switch? Can I be Mexican today?
Yeah.
And then change?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, sick. So Latinx today I'm Mexican.
Is actually what we call it.
Oh. You're right, I'm sorry.
Latinox. Latin Fort Knox.
Latinx. Latinx.
I don't know. I just thought that was a fun question.
What about
to ask
you? How about if you weren't white, what would you be?
Canadian.
That's true. They don't count.
Yep. They don't count as regular white.
Oh, can
white
I pick
people.
Irish?
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Yeah, I'm Irish then. Which I'm already, like, dude, pretty hard, heavily Irish genetically.
Yeah. Honestly, like, after watching all the Ip Man movies and shit.
Oh, that's a good point. I'd want to be Chinese just so I could be Ip Man.
Yeah, just so I could practice martial arts all the fucking time.
That'd be sad. I mean, you still can, though.
Can I, though?
Not as well, obviously.
No, not as well.
But you could try.
Yeah, I could try. I might do that, too. I mean, this might be my last podcast.
And just going to go straight, just giving up on the comedy career and be like, I'm going to be a kung fu fighter.
Yeah, I'm only teaching kung fu, and I'm not going to be in the MMA or anything like that. In the MMA.
In the
Mixed Martial Arts Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Den heads and martial arts, though.
I mean, those two worlds could combine. That's a good way to smooth out your head is just get hit in the head.
How are we
going to
smooth out these kids' heads?
How are we going to smooth out these heads? Their heads are so dented, Jerry. Fucking,
would you rather run into a bear in the woods or have a den head?
That's actually a great question, Matthew.
Yeah, it's tough.
You know, I'd probably go den head. Because that you never know the way things are trending.
Yeah.
Bears
are getting more aggressive these days.
Bears are getting more aggressive. You know, because the internet's getting them all riled up.
Yeah.
And then in 20 years, it could be like, if you don't have a dent in your head, then you're just a loser.
Yeah. This guy knows nothing about Twitch.
Yeah.
Why would I
do
ever
you
talk
even,
to him?
Yeah. Do you even Twitch? No. Where's your dent? Prove it. If you do, then prove it. Show me your dent.
Yeah. Let's see your dent, dude. Pop that hat off. Yeah. And they can't find a hat that fits.
No. Well, I mean, I feel like if you had a dent head, you'd just have to wear, like, beanies all the time. Because then no one will see your dent. Unless you want them to see your dent.
I don't know. I feel bad for these fuckers, dude.
These fucking
I feel
denters,
bad.
Dude.
It was all dudes, too.
Oh, yeah. There's no chicks denting their heads, dude.
A couple,
sad,
yeah.
Dudes.
A couple compilations, dude, and there was only dudes.
Just dudes with dents. Dent dudes.
It was sick. It was fun. What else you got, dude? You got a question? Let's. What's your favorite soda pop, dude? Let's keep it light. I'm sick of talking about this fucking sad dent
head
world.
Yeah, the dent head thing is really bumming me out.
Makes
man.
You sad, dude.
Yeah, dude. Cause like you know, it's a whole generation of these poor kids just walking around with dents.
Yeah, dude, they're fucked for life.
They're dented for life, dude.
You think you can get a job at a warehouse with a dent head?
No,
you're a liability.
Well, I mean, wearing a hard hat could be a good way to prevent dent head.
That could be the correction.
Maybe you wear a hard hat and then you get really big headphones that go over your hard hat and that protects your head from being dented.
Bigger headphones.
Yes.
Yes, that is the answer.
Mm-hmm. We just solved the dent head epidemic.
It is an epidemic and I hope we help. That's all we try to do.
That's
here.
What we're here for.
This is a comedy podcast, but today I wanted it to be a drama podcast.
And I think Dr. Pepper is the answer to your question.
I think we did that. Dr. Pep? It's got no caffeine.
DP has caffeine.
Does it have caffeine?
Yeah, you're thinking of the RB, dude.
Root beer?
Root beer doesn't have caffeine.
Mug don't got caffeine.
Mug ain't got no caffeine.
And they fucking are proud of that. They put it right on the fucking can.
Yeah.
It's like in white letters, like at the very top. Caffeine free.
Yeah.
They're so stoked on it.
I remember there was one, this is a random memory, when I was a young lad.
Yes, a wee boy.
When I was in Boy Scouts, because yes. I am trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
Yes, he is.
We were doing a little, there's like a little local like town fair thing in like my hometown, and the Boy Scouts would do a little fundraiser booth, and we'd sell peach cobbler.
And they're like, Kyle, take your shirt off.
I was like, Scoutmaster Mark, no. Little I know, it would train me for cabaret all these years later. But
peach cobblers.
We had like just like soda, like cans of soda for sale. Some soda pop. And my mom bought all the pop. And for some reason, she thought it would be a good idea. It was like Pepsi and Diet Pepsi and like a few other things. But she decided that she was going to buy caffeine-free Pepsi instead of regular Pepsi. And the amount of people who came up and were like, wait, there's no caffeine in this? I don't want it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have a Pepsi. And like, here you go. And like, wait, caffeine free? Fuck off.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Dude.
Yeah, like, I need my fucking caffeine.
I'm trying to fucking get jacked up.
I'm trying to get riled up.
For this fucking stock car race or
yeah.
whatever the
yeah,
hell
no,
the scouts do.
There's nothing that exciting going on.
No.
We're just standing on the street selling peach cobbler.
Well, you know who likes no caffeine? It's Mormons.
Really?
I grew up in Idaho, dude. They can't really have caffeine.
No?
And so whenever I'd go to a Mormon's house, which was all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, you just called it a house there.
Yeah, but you knew they were Mormon.
You could you can smell it on them.
And if, dude, that's the other thing. Like, sometimes it was tough to tell who was Mormon, like,
yeah.
when you're in, fuck, like, sixth grade and shit.
Right.
You know?
They're not shoving it down your throat just yet.
Yeah, well, the kids aren't yet.
Not yet.
They don't know. They think it's normal as shit. They're like, oh, I don't need to bring up that I'm Mormon.
Right.
So then you're like, oh, this kid's cool. He's my friend. And then you go over to his house, and you're like, this is different.
How, so, what was the, what's the first telltale sign of being in a Mormon's house?
They had caffeine-free soda.
Okay.
They can't drink caffeine. They always had baked goods, like fucking Rice Krispie treats. They can have sugar and shit, I guess,
oh, yeah.
but they can't have caffeine.
Okay.
So baked goods on fucking deck.
That's pretty tight, actually. I like that.
Pictures of Jesus, obviously.
Obviously.
Obviously, pictures of Jesus. Not a lot of pictures like Joseph Smith or anything. They kind of like
yeah.
don't glorify his face, I guess.
Okay.
They still glorify Jesus. And,
right.
They always had, yeah, like fucking five siblings.
Oh, yeah, all the kids.
Houses were huge. Those are the main differences.
Yeah, they don't have caffeine. They don't wrap it up.
No.
Never wrapping it up.
They can. It's against their...
it's against Jesus' law.
Yeah, it's against their code for Mormons.
Interesting. It's so weird moving out west because I've known a lot of friends that were like Mormons, and it's not a thing in the Midwest.
No Mormons.
It's like you hear whispers and rumors
yeah.
of these fabled Mormon people. You don't see them.
Where are they? They're all in Utah.
Utah and Idaho.
Idaho, yeah. They got BYU, Idaho and shit. I don't think there's other big Mormon communities. Like maybe Wyoming, is that...
You know, they probably have trickled in.
I feel like they've probably trickled into Wyoming. Didn't see
trickly,
any in Montana.
Trickly bunch. You'd think they'd be in Montana if they're in Idaho.
Yeah.
But they're all in southern Idaho, right?
Yeah, they're all in the big city.
Mm.
They don't go up to the cool part of Idaho,
the cool
up
part
north,
of Idaho.
Dude.
Shit's real, dude.
Shit's fucking crazy. North Idaho's fucking racist. No,
well,
I don't think so.
I have told that story on the podcast before that I went to Northern Idaho and I was like, "Where's all the racists?" And they were like, "Shut up."
Yeah, dude. Well,
they
you
were
have
like,
to go
keep
like
keep telling people that we're racist so no one moves here.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
And then they were
like,
"What do you think about Jews?"
They were like, "Shut up." But I mean, like Coeur d'Alene and fucking Moscow, Idaho, which is where I went to college, are like fucking super liberal spots up
right.
north. You know.
Yeah.
And then, but if you go to a couple of the towns that don't have as many people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It gets real, real fast.
Gets real, real fast, dude.
Mm.
And,
I feel like that's how most... It's like how it is here.
Right?
You know, like Steamboat, we're out in the middle of nowhere. It's pretty artsy-fartsy liberal, but
yeah.
Yeah,
we have the college and the arts.
You get out to Craig America.
Yeah.
Shit can get weird real quick.
Can.
Speaking of which, we'll be in Craig America doing stand-up comedy on Looking At It. Oh, June 22nd.
Hell
this
yeah.
It'll be fun coming back. We're also going to be in Palisade, Colorado, in a couple weeks on the 25th of June. Or no, that's July 22nd we're doing. I don't even know. I don't know
can't
shit.
Read.
I can't read my own calendar that I made.
Uh-uh.
Yes, no. May 25th we'll be in Palisade and... June 22nd, we'll be in Craig America, so come on out.
Where are we going next week, baby?
Next week, well, we're going to be, I'll be in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Fort Worth?
Fort Worth, Indiana. Seeing what they're worth this Friday, and then Sunday we're doing Boulder Comedy Show, which will be my fourth time doing it, which is pretty sick.
Lucky number three for Daddy.
Well, three for you, four
you got
for
one
me.
One on me, baby.
One on you, and then... Monday, we'll be back at Comedy Works, baby.
Thick Skin.
Thick Skin, which is going to be fucking sick. And Wednesday, we'll be back at Comedy Works again doing the Catfish Show.
Hell yeah.
Which we still got to kind of figure out what that is.
It's fucking comedy, baby.
It's comedy, baby.
It's nothing.
Slinging
it's
jokes.
Everything. It's art, it's not, it's beautiful, it's ugly.
It's life, it's death.
Yes.
And it's black, it's white.
And one day someone will listen to this podcast and remember who we were.
The man we once were.
And how we cared about the kids with dents in their heads.
Yeah, dude. We brought it to you first.
We cared about bestiality and we cared about dents and we cared about all that shit.
Everything you need in your life. And the Schmiggity's summer stand-up series is coming at you soon. Just finished the last date. I'm going to put out our propaganda for that very shortly and hopefully get it out by tomorrow because I got to leave town the next day.
Yeah, but you're a fucking Apple boy now, dude. You can do that shit on the road.
Apple boy.
Yep.
I kind of can. I didn't get a laptop.
No, but you got the phone. You can fucking...
I can phone it up.
Yeah.
We'll phone it up.
Phone, the poor man's laptop.
It really is. Especially how much they fucking cost.
Oh my God, dude.
Jesus Christ.
It's a bigger scam. Cell phones or health insurance?
Health insurance.
For sure.
Yes.
For sure.
Because the cell phones give you brain cancer and then you have to go get health insurance. So it's very cyclical, very circular. I think that's what I was going for.
A circular fucking cycle.
It's like time. It's a flat circle.
It's a flat circle. I've been saying that a lot lately. That's been jumping up a lot.
I've been saying that a lot and I still don't even know what it means.
It's a flat fucking circle,
bro.
Time
is a flat circle.
It's like the earth, dude. It's flat.
All right, well, you know, I think that's a good place to wrap.
I think so.
Yeah, we gave the people what they need, what you want. Great to see you guys again, because we can see you through the screen.
In your hearts.
And put your pants back on.
We're there when you close your eyes. We're there when you drift off to sleep.
When you drift off to sleep. We're right there with you. Cool, yeah, fucking check out. I'll have to update the website and shit, all that stuff, too, and make all this stuff. I got a bunch of shit I got to do, basically, tomorrow. But come see us on the road or here in Steamboat, and all of our shit's coming back in June. Trivia, the Spelling Bee, and open mic, and all that good shit.
And, we love you.
Yeah, we love you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time, friends.
Bye. Thank you.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine, it's here to make you laugh. It's the Steamboat Comedy Podcast. It's the Steamboat Comedy Podcast.